Adventist Young Professionals presents the following breakout session as part of the 2025 Behold Convention. We hope you enjoy this session and the entire series of inspiring presentations.
Ready to go. Welcome. Welcome to our session on the three mission windows. The Adventist Church, we have developed a mini initiative, and one of it is I will go, if you attended the General Conference session or seen it, you would have seen I will go, a very prominent team. So as we talk about mission, the three mission windows, as a church, we focus on mission, and this is what we do as God's people, children of God. And a new title has been given recently. It's called Mission Refocus. We will talk more about Mission Refocus as we continue. And so glad that you're here. And this would, in fact, you just like to talk a little about Adventist mission. Most of us are familiar with Adventist mission through Mission Spotlight, the mission videos that you see in your Sabbath school. And so we are really excited for the team. And so we have Dr. Gary Krause and Pastor Vikajira, who is actually here and doing one of our booths. Please stop by sometime or check us online. And then we have Chen Min Chung, who oversees Little Mission Centers, and our planning director, Greg Witzer. We also have six centers that focuses on the world religions. These centers focuses on connecting to our brothers and sisters from the Muslim world, the South Asian world, which include Hindus and Sikhs, and that's who myself and Pastor Mish represents. We also, as a church, we focus on other religions, Buddhists. Secular and post-Christian is a religion. People treat this way of living totally different from other traditional way of how we see the world. And then we have the center that focuses on Jews. Yes, Jews needs Jesus as well. And so we, as a church, care about all of the people group that have not received the gospel as yet. And then recently we started another center that focuses on the urban context. Yes, our cities continue to grow. It is predicted by 2030, maybe 2040 in that decade, 70% of the world population will be living in cities. What a mission opportunity we have at church as we continue to find creative ways of connecting with people in the urban context. Now, we want to talk about the three mission windows today. The one that we're most familiar with is the 1040 window. This has actually, it's about 30 years old already since this term was coined by a mission strategist for the Evangelical Church. And you may wonder, what does it mean? It's actually just an imaginary line that runs 10 degrees north and 40 degrees on the latitude line, so that you could see between North Africa to Asia. And so that represents the 1040 window. It is a place that is the most populated place in the world today. And so we'll have some diagrams and some statistics to show you more on that. Then we have another window. It's called the post-Christian window. Most people would not believe that in the 21st century that we would move from being a Christian nation to a secular and a post-Christian society. And that's what we lived in. And so places of Europe, Australia, and Canada, and even the United States are now becoming fully a post-Christian nation. And I mentioned to you earlier about the urban window, which is our cities. I want to mention a story because this is important as we lay the foundation as young people. We get excited for mission and we're not sure whether we should be the one to take the bold step beyond what we have seen. And this young lady, her name is Georgia Bora. She, in 1895, became the first Adventist missionary to any non-Christian country in the Adventist Church. And she wasn't sent by any, you know, by any church or conference. She just went on her own and got the support of church members. And she paved the way as a single woman, became Adventist at 16, and went into India as the first single official missionary to a non-Christian country. We'll talk more about it in the presentation that follows this this afternoon. And so let's continue. I want us to go back to scripture, because sometimes we looked at the world through the lens that we have today. Our culture, our environment, education shapes how we see the world. But let's go back into Acts 2. When Jesus commissioned the disciples through many experiences to preach the gospel, not just to Jerusalem, but to the nations that surround the world, we find that the disciples were commissioned to go to Rome, to Asia, to Crete, to Cyrene, Egypt, Judea, the Arabian Peninsula, to the Mesopotamia, and many other places they were sent out. And we know for a fact, based on Acts, that they actually went to these places. And many people, many churches was planted. This is why in Turkey we have the seven churches. It's because of what Acts 2, the commission given in Acts 2. So in a sense, I would say this is probably the first mission window. So if we want to coin that term, we would say Acts 2 was the first mission window that the disciples began. There were 12 and many others that followed. And so here we go. Jerusalem was the center of the Christian world. It was the first 10-fold the window of the then known world. It had 117 million people at that time, estimates based on studies that was done, how much people were living at that time. And in surrounding Jerusalem, it was about 55,000 people. Now, imagine whenever there is a festival like, you know, the Passover and many other things, we find that there was over 180,000 people came to Jerusalem. Now, the disciples, we know in Acts 2, that they preach to all people in their language, culture, tongue, and so forth. And people understood. So you could imagine at least 180,000 people could have heard the gospel, who we know that at least 30,000 of them came from outside of Jerusalem who were not living in that region. Key facts. In 200 years, we noticed that the population has changed from 1800 to 2000. The world population increased six times more. Can you imagine for that for a second how much the population has increased? But Christian population increased faster, over nine times in this period. So the church has, Christianity has grown nine times more, three times more than the actual population. So if you look here, you could see, and so these are in millions. So in 1800, we had 204 million people. And if you look at 1900, it's 558. And then it comes up to 2025, we have 2 billion in 74. And then you look at Muslim, they grow as well. And you could see the Christianity grow immensely. From 1800 to now, you could see the growth. Hinduism started 108 million, and now it's 1.1 million. And then you could see the other religions as well. And the growth has taken place from 1800 to present day time. And so So for this period, the figure shows above is equated to an average growth of 1.1 versus 1.23% growth rate, corresponding to Islam has grown 1.84. As a percentage of the world population, the Christian population increased by 22% to 32% within the projected period figure that we have. Now let's look at the world religions. And this is breaking down the numbers even smaller for the other parts of the world. So we have the entire world, which we showed just now. Then we look at North America and Europe. So we see the Jews also has decreased because of a lot of things. We all are familiar with the history. But look at Christianity. So Christianity has increased immensely over this period, as you can see the numbers there. 318 million people that are Christians, and then you have the Protestant movement. Now, we're going to skip here. Let's look at the 1040 window a little more. So as I told you before, the 1040 window is the period, is this imaginary line that is 10 degrees north and 40 degrees on the parallel of the equator, just below the equator. As you could see here, it started from North Africa all the way to the Middle East, and it covers 69 countries. And some of these countries that we're familiar with, it's, you know, all of the Middle East countries. Then we go to North Africa, as well as we go to Asia, it includes Pakistan, India, China, and many others in that region, makes up the 1040, the 69 countries that makes up that. So some more statistics, population, 60% of the people that lives in the 1040 window are non-Christian, while the Adventist population are only 12%. And the ethnic groups or people groups are 8,731 that is in this region. And so out of 68% of the people group consider unreached. So we're talking about 60% of the world population that lives there. Out of that, 68 are unreached by any Christian movement. So let's continue a little more. This area certainly is challenging. As you could see, the countries represent 28 countries are Muslim, 8 are Buddhist, and 2 are Hindu. Countries where the religion and the state are the same. So there's no separation between church and state in all of these 69 countries. Asia, a global missionary challenge. When we think of Asia, Asia is bigger than the moon. The moon is, in terms of square miles, is 14.7. Asia is 17.2 million square miles, as you can see there. Now, Asia, almost 60% of the world population in Asia, which is unreached. 48 of those are countries, 45 of which are considered part of the 1040 window. And we have just spoken about India. The most populated country in the world today is India, which is 1.4 billion inhabitants. Uttar Pradesh, this is the most populated state of India, with 241 million inhabitants. Now it says if Uttar Pradesh was a country, it would be the eighth largest country in the world. Just one state of India that is basically small in terms of size and fits 240 million people. Let's go to some other cities in the world. Tokyo, the world most populated city is Tokyo. 40 million inhabitants. It's a metropolitan area. We're talking about the urban ministry that the Adventist Church we're called to. So reaching this city where we have very few Adventists lives in the city of Tokyo. Let's go to another one, Java. The most populated island in the world is Java. Indonesia, with 145 million inhabitants, and the majority of the people there are Muslims. And by contrast, we have very few Adventists there as well. Countries with a smaller population than Java, as you could see there, it's zero into this particular island. As you can see, places that are smaller than the island of Java. Only 17% of the Adventist church lives in Asia. Now, we have 23 million people. That gives us a perspective how small of a representation we have in Asia compared to the rest of the world. Post-Christian window. Let's talk about this window a little. So in the post-Christian window, it's estimated to be 1.1 billion people in the world are post-Christians. The identity, personal God, myself, satisfaction and salvation contrasts, and so people have rejected Christianity for a number of reasons that we can think about, but basically they have rejected God and everything to do with religion. Here's a map that shows you a understanding of how the world is situated. So you have Islam, and then you have Latin America, which is very Christian. You have Catholic, Europe, Protestant, the English-speaking, Confucianism. You have a little communism as well. And so this map gives you another perspective on how complex and yet simple our world is when it comes to people group. The urban window. Urban areas have 55% of the population generated more than 80% of the global domestic products. And it covers 3% of the world's surface. So 3% of the world makes up the population of the urban context. But it has 55% of the world population are in the cities. As I said, in another decade, it'll be 70%. And so two things are happening, but people are coming into the city, but also the expansion is going up. And so places that are considered rural are becoming urban. And so that is what is taking place. America's Northeast metropolis from Boston through New York, the city to Washington, D.C., we could see that this is an urban corridor where their education, economy, and media dominates this area. Hundreds of colleges and universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, economy is the headquarters of the Fortune 500 companies. Media, major American TV network commemorates power, the most powerful of the world, population of the world entities or contexts is the White House, the Capitol, and the United Nations are also in this area. 10 world urban areas are Tokyo. We talked about that one before. Delhi, we haven't yet. As you can see, the population, Tokyo, 37 million. Delhi, 33 million. Shanghai, 29. Dhaka, São Paulo, Cairo, Mexico City, Beijing, Mumbai, and Osaka. And so these are some of the urban places in the world down. Right here in Houston, we consider an urban society already. And so, and here's a video showing you the most busiest, crosswalk of the world is right here in Japan. And I've actually been here myself and stand here looking at there are seven crosswalks. And every time the light changes, I think a million people crosses here. 1 million people every time the light changes, 7 times, 7 likes from all different directions. The greatest challenge, that we have 512 cities with 1 million inhabitants or more, 49 cities with less than 10 Adventists. Let me just repeat that. We have 49 cities in the world with less than 10 Adventists that has 1 million and more people. So that's 49 million people. And there's no less than 10 Adventists. In fact, some of these are zero Adventists, those were 43 cities with no Adventists. So here is the correct number. 43 of these cities, we have no Adventists present. That's how much? 43 million people as a church. And so when we talk about the mission, we are here in AYP. This is what God is calling us to do. This is our mission. These 40, three cities where there's no Adventist presence. But this is what is a calling. In summary, we need more people to go on the front line. We need partnerships, resource development. We need pioneers, people who will go like Georgia Boris, who would pioneer a pioneer in person. The first Adventist young single woman went to the mission field by herself without very little support. If we wait, sometime it'll be too late. And so God is calling us to be the pioneers. Imagine from this group, from AYP, we would have entered some of these 43 cities where there's no Adventist present. We would have took the call to go and live in that city as an Adventist. Maybe have a job there. You know, start a center of influence. Go study in a university in one of those cities. There's a way for us as a people to rekindle the missions calling that we have had for more than 100 years. Invest a business. Start a business in one of those cities. But this is what God is calling us to do. And there are many others that we can list to this list. We can add to this list as we talks about serving. Now, you may wonder, well, what the service opportunities do we have? So here's a few of them that we can find on Adventist Mission website. Tent Maker, as shared before, the church has set up an opportunity for young professionals to go as tent makers, start a career in one of these 43 cities, and many others, actually, not just the 43. The 512 cities, with a million and more, we can go into one of those cities. Number two, career missionary. And said, you know, I want to devote my life to mission service. You may be a teacher, a professor, you may be an electrical engineer, or you may be a church planter. You can go and become a career missionary. In fact, the church, the World Church has quoted to provide budgets to employ frontline church planters in these 43 cities, and 10-40 in all of the windows. So 10-40 window, the urban window, as well as the post-Christian window. And so there are many opportunities that are waiting our young people, even as we speak. So please contact us. You can go on our website, stop by at the booth, and ask more questions. We will give you the contact information so that you can begin considering one of these opportunities. Short-term volunteer service is another opportunity that we facilitate. We have many of them that can be done through your local church, a conference you're in, your union, or your local church representative, and we can help you with some of that. There are many short-term mission service available globally. And in doubt, if none of these help, then number four, we have a website called Vivid Faith, where you can apply for mission opportunities. And short-term, 1 year in mission, career missionary, it's all listed there, and you can get involved in mission opportunities. Thank you very much for your time, and we pray that we can support our young people at AYP and beyond. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this breakout session presented by Adventist Young Professionals as part of the 2025 Behold Convention. We invite you to explore the other sessions in this series and continue the journey with us.